Welcome to the show, everybody. This is the Valley Outdoors. I'm Eric Olson, joined by Don Cleaver.
I'm here.
And our man about town on the boards, Sean.
Mr. Sean.
The man. Ava's on leave still, tending to her babies who are now all home,
yes,
which is nice.
Yes.
So that's our short little update on the Ava program, which is cool.
I saw that. She had a really cute picture on Facebook about it.
Yep. Leaving the ICU and heading on home.
Yep.
So
nice.
Pretty cool deal. Jump right into it, Don. We had some fun this weekend. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. But a lot of fun fishing, and crappies are going. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. Talk a little bit about it. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well, Donald, a lot of fun fishing this fall time frame.
That's what I understand. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get out.
I did the switch up. I had a friend of mine that's one of our guests that we've had on quite a bit, Mark Schutz, drove out there with the Vexus and went out to Lake Minnetonka and proceeded to slay the crappies.
Oh, yeah?
And it was a different method. That's one of the reasons I'm bringing it up, that... So everybody thinks that, or for the most part, you think you got to fish panfish and or crappies with a bobber. You can do it with a jig, but you have to retrieve because they're going to be suspended, right? Generally.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to tell you, it took me a while to figure it out, but that wasn't the case. I throw a jig out with a minnow, let it sink. Lift the rod tip and bring it at a steady retrieve, stop, reel it up a little bit, bring it with a steady retrieve. So I'm skimming the bottom.
Sure.
Probably about 8 inches to a foot off the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
8 casts in a row, crappie. Once I figured it out, it was gold, but strange. Really one of those weird things that you don't normally do. I've caught them drifting before. I've done them trolling bobbers, so it keeps a given distance. You just drift with that or pull if there's no wind. But really skimming the bottom with a crappie jig like that was a new one to me. Granted, I don't live, eat, and sleep crappie. And I suspect there's a ton of people out there saying, well, we do that all the time. But it was unique because we were marking walleye, perch, and crappie at that same level. Even though there were others that were streaking, these were definitely there, and some of the bigger fish were there. So... pretty neat deal.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you a comparison, and this is, of course, I'm up in Canada now. Last year, we had a situation where the crappies were schooled up top to bottom type of a thing along a sheer rock wall. And at one point, I think I counted 12 boats. They're all about 40 feet apart, just all lined up there, anchored. And they're literally dipping jigs, and they're pulling crappies.
Hand over fist.
Yep. This year, it was totally different. This year, we caught our crappies with bottom bouncers. We're fishing for walleye, and we're not, I mean, it's the hooks we're using are bigger than you typically think of a crappie
hook. Oh, yeah.
But the bigger fish, no matter what, in either case, seem to be on the bottom versus in the column, so to speak. So I've seen it where it's hard to even get down to the bottom.
Was it high pressure?
High pressure system?
Yeah.
You know, I think it probably was at the time.
And that, a lot of times that does push the fish down and makes them relatively negative. You got to go through a lot of fish to get that bite going. Mm-hmm. And once you figure it out, it works pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I'll tell you, Don, this is crazy. So instead of hooking it up through the through underneath the chin and through the head, losing so many fish to biting the back end off. So I put it through the mouth, out the gill, pushed it sideways, and came across ways.
Behind the dorsal?
Well, no, across, through sideways through the body.
Right.
But underneath the dorsal, across the body. Mm-hmm. So the fish was actually sideways.
Sure.
And my hook rate went up sky high.
Yeah.
Just moving it forward that quarter inch or
back,
maybe a little, but moving the head forward.
Right, of the bait.
Yep. Moving that head towards that jig was just, you know, one of those things you're looking at it saying, huh, figured that out. Okay. Then you had to figure out the bite, but, high pressure zone, and we caught perch too. So, you know, you were mentioning to me, you had some perch conversation.
Yeah. Well, this is last week now. It's just downriver a bit. They, the fish were going good on fatheads. And I think they went out again this week. He said the fishing was a little tougher, but they still end up with about 15 nice keepers. So
that's awesome. Yep. There's some big perch in the river system, Mississippi River system.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like going to Devil's Lake. There's some perch up there that are absolutely monsters.
They're pretty proud of their, what, 2-pounders?
Yeah, well, we actually, at the Fish With Us, I caught probably 2 or 3 that were up in that 13-inch range.
Yeah.
Really nice fish.
Yep, I did too.
And those are always fun.
Yep.
So that's kind of a big benefit from that side of the fence. But, you know, Don, when you talk about the perch fishing, I just talked to a friend of mine out in Lake Erie. If you've never gone perch fishing on Lake Erie, highly recommend it. This, you can go out this time of year in, you know, late summer and fall and just waylay the perch. And a friend of mine's a guide out there, Jules, and J-U-L-S. I don't remember if it's Jules Guide Service or what, but it's amazing. Just you know, when you look at coming back with not a bucket, like a 5-gallon to the top.
Right.
And you cut those things up. Of course, you know, when you get them, everyone that goes in, you're going, oh boy.
Yep.
Here's another 10 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back.
That's the downside.
It is.
It's good eating, though.
Oh, when you get done, you're like, all right, that was worth it. Actually, not until you actually get to cooking them is when you say, this is worth it. Yep. A nice cold one and a perch. That, in my mind, is about the best you can probably come up with. So nothing wrong with that. And one of those seasonal things, too. Early in spring, you're not going to get as many irrigated. The walleye, they come into the June, July timeframe. Walleye start tapering. And, it's one of those things. Just keep that in mind. If you can't get the walleye, go for some
extremely popular in Wisconsin.
For sure. Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back. And we're going to be joined by Jason Fisher. He's the LEWT Tournament Director, talking a little bit about what went on a couple weeks ago. Stay tuned.